According to Shlomim, he's kachim kalim. And the shechita can be done anywhere in the Azar. It doesn't have to be done dafka b'tzofa. The coin would take from the dam and do two matanos on the corners of the mizbeach, which are four, and the dam would go on all four sides of the mizbeach. The basar could be eaten anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. The basar could be eaten by anybody, not just by corn. The basar could be prepared in any way. It could be fried, roasted, or cooked. The basar is eaten for 2 days and one night, the day of shechita, the following night, and the following day until nightfall. The Chacham did not make a siag in this case and say that the basar could only be eaten until midday of the second day, even though by karbanos that are eaten liyom v'layla, the Chacham made a siag and said they only could be eaten until midnight. That's because alos hashachar, when the morning arrives, is not so noticeable, and the Chacham were afraid that the basar would be left over until after alos hashachar. As opposed to in this case, that it's eaten until nightfall, it's noticeable when nightfall is, so therefore the Chacham did not feel the need to make a siag. Hamura mehem kayote behem. The part of the korban that is given to the kohanim, which is a chazei b'shok, had the same din like the rest of the korban, which is they could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, and l'shnei yamim b'layla echa. Elash hamura mecha l'kohanim l'nsheyem u'levneyem u'la'avdeyem. The difference between the part that is given to the kohen and the rest of the korban is that the part that is given to the kohanim are eaten only by the kohanim, their wives, their sons, and their servants. But Zarim non-Kohanim cannot eat from the Chaz of the Shok of a Korban Shlomo. Mesachas Vachem Parag Hei Mishnah Chazah B'chor Ba'amayser Ba'apesah Kachem Kalim. Korban B'chor, Korban Ma'iser, Ma'iser Behema, and a Korban Pesach are Kachem Kalim. Shechitasem B'chor Makom Ba'azor. The Shechita of these Karbanos can be done anywhere in the Azor. But Domantan Matana Achaz. Upovachi Yitain Kenegar Yisuf. The coin would do one Matana from the Dom of these Karbanos. And he would put it anywhere in the Mizbeach as long as he put it in the Mizbeach next to where the Yisod was. As on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisod. As we had said earlier in the Peg, that part of the Mizbeach was in the Chelek of Shevet Yehuda, and therefore there was no Yisod in that part of the Mizbeach. So he could do the Matana elsewhere on the Mizbeach. Shina Ba'achilos. There's a difference in the Dine Achila between these Karbanos. Habachor Necha L'Kornim. According to Bachor, is eaten only by Kohanim. Ba'amaiser l'kohanim. And Maiser behema could be eaten by anybody, even non-Kohanim. V'nechalam b'cho'ayir l'kohanim. These korbanos could be eaten anywhere inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And the Mefarshim say l'kohanim over here has to be taken out. And that's not quite the case. As we have just said, a korban b'chor cannot be eaten by kohanim. They are eaten only by Kohanim. B'chol ma'chol. They could be prepared in any way. L'shnei yamin v'lai la'achad. A b'chor and Maiser could be eaten for 2 days and one night, the day of Shechita, the following night, and the following day. HaPesach einu necho ela b'layla. A korban Pesach can only be eaten at night. It cannot be eaten on the day of Shechita at all. You have to wait until nightfall to eat the korban Pesach. Veinu necho ela achatzos. A korban Pesach can only be eaten until midnight. This is Min HaTorah. This is not a siag from the Chacham. Min HaTorah can only be eaten until midnight. Veinu necho ela l'menuyah. A korban Pesach can only be eaten by those that are money on it, those that have reserved a plate for this Korban Pesach. Veinu necho ela tzli. A Korban Pesach can only be eaten roasted, as opposed to the other korbanos, which could be eaten b'chol ma'achol, prepared in any way. A Korban Pesach is unique in that which it could only be eaten roasted.